This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If your nose doesn't meet the smell test, your case may not either. Tina worked for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for more than 20 years. She was a clerical employee whose responsibility was to look for coded gang messages embedded in mail and packages going to and from inmates. She claimed in addition to asthma and allergies, she had a severe sensitivity to perfume or scented products, including candles, wall plugs, and room deodorizers. Unfortunately, the unit she worked in was located in an old building that smelled musty, and many of the employees used scented products to cover up the smell. Tina asked her supervisor to order all scented products removed, and when that didn't go anywhere, she took medical leave, claiming she was sick and in pain. Unfortunately, she failed to provide 1 month's medical certification and was fired. Tina sued, but the court found that the sense of smell is not a covered disability, and any failure to submit medical documentation was grounds for termination. So you might say Tina lost her case by a nose. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.